Okay, good morning, everybody. I wanted to do a topic which is fascinating in its own right and obviously connected in a way to the larger issue of Ne'iver in terms of what it means that we are responsible to see to it that others don't do Averis with Ne'iver, meaning that I should not be enabling another person to do an Avera. That's clearly the Isser of Ne'iver. And here we have a topic which I had a chance to speak about over Shabbos, and I'll share with you as well. It's a little bit connected to the parsha. I'll tell you why. Chatei kidei shiyizka chaveiracha. Can I do an aveira, but the purpose is to save another Jew from doing greater aveira? It's in some way connected to the parsha that we just had in Shlach, in the sense that we find the story of the Mekoshesh, the end of the parsha, who was put to death for Achilu Shabbos. Now, according to one opinion, Chazal, this Mekoshesh was mechavin l'shem shamayim. Why? Because he felt that people needed to know that mitzvahs are still binding, and a person does an aveira, they're going to be punished. And people would have thought, maybe many did think, that after the Chet HaMeraglim, basically nothing really matters. They're not going into Eretz Yisrael. He was therefore, he made a deliberate decision to Mechal Shabbos in order to prove the point, and therefore he was well-intentioned. The Netziv wants to understand it in Hamikdava. Why did Chazal say this? Where did they see any evidence in the Pasuk that this was his Kavana? The Netziv refers to this as a notion called Avera Lishma. It's not exactly what we're going to discuss, but it's similar. Avera Lishma. You do an Avera for a higher, noble purpose. The Tziv says Chazal saw this because of the Smichas HaParshis. Right after the Mekoshesh comes the mitzvah of Tzitzis. The Tziv is kedai to look at this. I'm not going to do justice to this right now, but you can look at the Tziv more inside Barichus in his Hamik Davar and also in his Harchev Davar on the bottom. Basically, Velosa Suru Achre Levavchem VeAchre Einechem. What the Torah is trying to emphasize here is don't do your own thing and say, well, I do it l'shem shamayim. There are clear guidelines, what's an aveira, what's a mitzvah, and even if you think that you're doing something good through your aveira, you're accomplishing a lot, there's no justification. And this that we find in Chazal, the notion of aveira l'shma, is very limited in scope. We find it in the Gemara in Nazir, Daf Chav Gimel, Gdor aveira l'shma, can be mitzvah shelo l'shma. Other places in Chazal seem to extol the notion of Avera Lishma. And he says that means that if you happen to find yourself in a situation that will thrust upon you where you're mukhrach to do an Avera L'shem Shamayim, Tamar and Yehuda, there was no other Eitza, that's what ended up happening, the Ya'el story, Sisra and Ya'el, that's the extent of what we find. And then if you find yourself in such a situation like that, and your machshava is lishma, then there's a tremendous madrega there as well. But to put yourself in a situation to do an aver l'shem shamayim, ein zederach hayasha shiover lo ha'adam, says in Netziv, that's the meaning of what the Torah says, lo sasur achre levavchem. And Chazal saw in that why the Mekoshesh did what he did, because he thought to accomplish great things through his chilul Shabbos. So that's Chazal saw that from the smichas haparshis of Tzitzis. That is to say, there are mitzvahs, and uschartim is kol mitzvahs Hashem. What you got it by should be mitzvahs and not averis. And even if your avera is b'shem shamayim, no justification. It's known b'shem Avchaim V'lazhiner that the notion of avera l'shma is only said kodem matan Torah. L'mashal, you can give a person halva b'ribis, and it's the greatest chesed in the world. Because the fact is, you're being malve chavero, and he needs it. The fact that you're making money on it doesn't make it less of a chesed. And yet, l'acha matan Torah, you malve beribis, ain't no come with chias ha-mesim, Chazal say. It's a terrible avera. There's something nice in what you're doing a good deed. No, it doesn't work that way. Torah defines what's right and what's wrong, and you could have all the greatest machshavis in the world, l'shem shamayim, if you're doing what's clearly beyond the pale. There's no justification. To the contrary, there's only onesh that comes. And therefore, he limits the scope of Eilishma to Kodimat and Torah. Chazal do refer to Ya'el as a case of erishma. So the Netziv says that's only because he found himself in a situation like that. So, okay, so that's clear. Aver lishma doesn't have real applications today. But chatei kedesh iska chavirecha does play out in halach. It's fascinating. Can you do an avera for the sake of spearing your fellow Jew a greater aver? The marker for this idea is a gemara in Shabbos, in the very beginning of Masechta Shabbos. Daf Dalet. It's in the middle of the Shaka V'Tarya in the Gemara, and from reading the Shaka V'Tarya in the Gemara, one gets a very clear impression that this is a non-issue, it's a non-starter, just like Aveir Lishma, we said, doesn't really have real-life halachic application today, neither does Chatei. But once we start looking more carefully at the Sugi and the fine print and the Tosis and other Gemaras, it clearly does not end up being as simple as it seems. What is the discussion in the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Dalet? I'm sure you took a look at the Gemara. Let's see it again. Shaila in the Gemara, Bibi Bar Abaya, wanted to know. Hidbik pas betanur, hitiru lo radosa kodim shiyavu dechiyuv chatas alo hitiru. Okay. In the days of the Gemara, the ovens were very small, and the dough would stick on the walls of the oven, and it would bake that way. If a person puts dough in an oven on Shabbos and then it bakes, he violates the melacha of bishul, fia. If he does it b'mezid, he's chayv skila. If he does it b'shogig, he's chayv chatas. The lashon of Rabbi Abaye was, a person stuck dough in an oven. Now, if you take it out before it bakes, so the taking out the dough of the oven is an iser shavus, an iser d'rabbanan, rediyah sapas, chachma v'ein melacha. It's asa mishum shvus. Let's say with the dechol, let's say it could come that you're going to bake it. Anyway, it's asa drabbanan. However, should you take the dough out of the oven before it bakes, so it turns out that the person who put the dough in the oven would not end up being chayiv for bishul on Shabbos because it didn't end up baking. Now, it sounds from the Gemara that we're talking about a case of shogeg. It says, Kodim Shiyavu Lidei Chiyuv Chatas. Do we permit you to take it out of the oven before it bakes, before you become Chayiv Chatas? So Gemara doesn't understand exactly who we're talking about and what is the case. Sounds like we're asking if you yourself put it in the oven, can you yourself take it out? Because if we don't permit you to take it out, in a matter of minutes, you're going to be chayiv karmen chatas. No one doesn't get it, because no one asks. Why is the case that we're talking about? We're talking about a case that you put it in b'shogeg, as it sounds like from the Lashon chiyuv chatas. Shogeg would mean, as Rashi says, one of two ways. Either that you did not realize that it was Shabbos, that's called shigas Shabbos, or you didn't know that this is a melach on Shabbos, koshigas melachas, two types of shogeg. So in a case where it was a shogeg, velo idkare, and then he never remembered at any point, so lemani tiru, so what does it mean, do oimate for him? He doesn't know to ask any questions. He doesn't think that, he doesn't realize there was anything wrong, so what is it to be mate or not be mate? He's not asking any shaylas. So you have to tell me that the reason why we want to know whether we matter him is because at some point before it bakes, he chaps, oi, it's Shabbos. Or oi, this is a melach on Shabbos. Now what do I do now? So the shayla is, do you let him take it out before he'll be chayv chatas? Says the Gemara, that's not true. He won't be chayv chatas in a case like this. Because in a case where he remembered along the way, then mima chayv, would he be chayiv chatas? V'atnan, ko chayiv chatos, eino chayavin, ad sheteich tchilas and shkaga, v'sof and shkaga. The way that you chayiv chatas is only if you're shogig throughout, from the time that you did the maisa until the time that the melacha is complete. And therefore, if in the middle you realize you're not going to be chayiv chatas. So memelo, what's going on here? What's the shayla? If you matter for you to take it out of the oven, manavshach, if you don't know anything, you're still a shogeg, you're not going to ask. If you know, then you're not going to have chatas anyway. So Gemara suggests, ela b'mezid. So taste it must be that you put it in b'mezid. So then, in fact, the Gemara, kodim shavu de'isus gila mi'bayle, then how can he set up the question with the language Kodesh Yofa Dechiv Chatas, take it out before Chatas. It's not Chatas, it's about Skila. So the Gemara proposes in the middle of this Shaka V'tari the following reading of the Shaila. Amar Rav Shila Le'olam B'Shogeg. Really, the case is Shogeg, like the Lashon was Chiv Chatas. But what does it mean? Hitiru, or Lo Hitiru? Uman Hitiru, not for him, because if he was asking and he discovered it, he wouldn't be Chayv Chatas. Rather, Acherim. Can somebody else step in, violate a Shvus D'Rabbanan, or Chachamim would waive the Shvus D'Rabbanan, for somebody else to intervene, to save this guy from a Chayv Chatas, because if I do nothing, so he will obviously be Chayv Chatas in a few minutes when it breaks. And that would be the Shaila of Bibar Abaye. Good? And Gemara says, cannot be, there's no such Havamina, there's no Tutzdadim here, there's no Shaila. Frag the Gemara, Maskev for Rav Sheshes. Key expression in the Gemara. V'chi omrim lo adam chatei, kidei sheyizke chaveirecha. Do we ever tell a person, you, do an Aveira, a light Aveira, lesser Aveira, in order that your friend will end up having less of an onesh on his head? Do we do that? Do we ever allow such a thing? Can be. There's no shaila here. You have a shvus d'rabbanan. The fact that you're going to save the other guy from achatas no way justifies you violating shvus d'rabbanan. That would not be waived in the face of somebody else's potential avera, even if it's a greater avera. Yours is a d'rabbanan. His is a chiv chatas d'oraisa. Still, v'chiyom adam chatei. So the Gemara therefore reverts back to the other possibility pshat in the Shaila, Ella Amar Rav Ashi Olam B'Mezid, the Ema, and read the reason, read the words of Rabbi Abaye as Kodim Shavu De'Isaskila. That's the question. Can we have him be violating the Shavus in order that he should not have the Onish Skila? Racha Beid Rav Masni La Behedya as such Amar Rabbi Abaye Hidbik Pas Betano Hitir Ordoso Kodim Shavu De'Isaskila. That was the Shaila. So when you come away from this Gemara, in the middle of the Shaka V'tari, you have the Gemara entertaining maybe that the Shaila Bir Abaye had to do with whether a second person can violate the Rabbanan to save the other guy from an Aveira, which is a Doraisa with Karban Chatas, which is impossible. Okay, so there's nothing to talk about, right? You can't. Problem is that we have other Gemaras that seem to indicate otherwise. That's what Tosis is going to start talking about. You have a Gemara in Erevin. Where it would seem, according to one Tana, and I think we hold like that Tana, Rebbe, that we allow one individual to do a lesser Aveira in order to spare his fellow Jew a greater Aveira. What's the case of the Gemara Ervin? And we'll see how Tosis resolves the contradiction. The case is Legabe Trumas Umaisis. Now, the halacha is that you can't eat tevel, and the onus is, of course, misa bidei shemaim. Suppose you have one person telling another to take figs from my field. Now, he doesn't know how much he's going to take, so it's not possible to assume that the person who's instructing the other to take figs knows how much, and therefore he's going to take off Trumas Umaisis in order that the person should be Nechshel and Nisa Tevel, because I don't know how much he's taking, so how can I take off Trumas Umaisis for how much? But if I would say, Malei Kalkola Zu, fill this basket, I know how much the basket can contain, then it's conceivable that the person who owns the figs would, on his own, take off Trumas Umaisis to spare the other guy the ownership tevel. Why would he want to do that? Because the other guy might be an Am Haaretz. An Am Haaretz doesn't normally take Trumas Umaisis. So the Gemara constructs the following case. We have a machlokas over there between Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel. That says the following. This is earlier in Daf Lamed Beis. Ha'omer l'chaveiro, Mali lecha kalkola zeh, te'enim mite'enasi. Fill up this basket with figs from my fig tree. So it says, That means that guy has to take off maaser misafik. Now that's case number one. That's the reisha. In stama, that means that the guy who was spoken to, because you see there's two categories of gabbat tumas maaser. So namarit and a chaver. Chaver is somebody who's makbid on tumas maaser. Namarit is not. That's why there, but some many amarit are maaser, but you never know for sure. That's what demai is all about. You have to take off misafik. So if it says ma'asman demai b'pashtus, we're talking about the person who was instructed has to take off misafik, because maybe the guy that told him, right, didn't take off. That means he must be a chaver. He's makbid. Bamedvam amurim ba'am ha'aretz. Avo b'chaver, ochel ve'en tzarech la'aser. B'chaver, then for sure he can eat it without having to worry about anything, because the chaver took off. Divrei Rebbe. Shim Gamliel says, "Bamedva mamurim ba'ama aretz, avu b'chaver ein ochel ad shiyase." To the contrary, by chaver, the guy who's instructed to take te'enim to fill up, not like Rebbe that says he has nothing to worry about, he has everything to worry about. Why? L'fi shelo nechshedu by a chaver. That means if the chaver was the one who instructed the other guy to take figs and fill up the basket and enjoy the figs, the guy who's instructed, has to take off the vadai. Why? Because the chaver definitely did not take off. Why? Says Rav Shmuel, the shalom nechshidu chaverim litrom shalom min amukaf. What does it mean, shalom min amukaf? The halacha is that when you take off trumas maisis, the halacha is you have to do it from something which is right next to the thing that you want to be matir. Min amukaf means besamuch. According to Rashi, it's a din derabbanan. According to Tosis, it's based on a lashon adrash of a pasuk. Kol chelbos migdash al mimenu, has to be samuch lo. And since what you have here is this guy taking figs from your tree, and you're going to try to mat to the tree with some doing somewhere else because you're not next to the fig tree, that would mean that you'd be violating this iser bida derabbanan bida deraisa of taking shum on a mukaf, and we don't suspect the chaver of doing that. That is Shim Gamliel's position. And Rebbe apparently wasn't concerned. Amar Rebbe, Nirin Devarai Midivrei Abba, his father was Shim Gamliel. I think what I says makes more sense. Mutav sheyachshidu chaverim litrom shalom namukav v'lo yachilu la me'aretz devarim. Better that the chaver should violate the iser of being term shalom namukav rather than have ama'aretz eat teva. Now, that is the words of the Shim Gamliel and Rebbe. Now the Gemara analyzes. And the Gemara says, wait a second. What is the case? Who's talking to who? Earlier in Lamed Beis. Amar Mar. It says in the beginning, Bamed v'mamurim ba'am ha'aretz. Avo b'chaver ochel v'ein tzorech la'aser divrei Rebbe. When is this discussion? Only by Am Ha'aretz, that ma'asra and demai. But by a chaver, he can eat without having to worry. Who are we talking about? Who are we talking about? The chaver. Who's the chaver talking to? Hai ha'ma'aretz, and what's the ha'ma'aretz? Who's he talking to? Remember, hai ha'ma'aretz, the kamalei l'man. Who's he talking to? Ilei m'dekamalei ha'ma'aretz, chavrei. So how does it say, what does it say in the ratio? Ma'asran demai. He's got to take off demai. He's talking to another ha'ma'aretz, mitzayis. He's not going to listen. The same way ha'ma'aretz doesn't take off normally, that's where we have the kind of demai. How you can tell the ha'ma'aretz take off demai? Ela ba'amaretz to come a little chaver. So the case of the reisha is b'med v'amurim by ma'aretz who talked to a chaver. Ema seifa near in dvarai midibri abba. Better sheyachshu chaverim litrom shom namukav al yichilu ame ha'aretz tvalim. Ame ha'aretz tvalim. I thought we're talking to a chaver. So it's not ma'aretz. Ame ha'aretz my boyhas. So here the Gemara explains this now. So Amar Vina reisha. The case of Bevim Ba'am Ha'aretz is Ba'am Ha'aretz Amar L'chaver. Because otherwise, tell him to take off Demai. Who is he going to listen to? Good. That's the case of Am Ha'aretz. Seifa, the Seifa that says, Avo B'chaver, what does Rabbi say? B'chaver, then it's fine. He doesn't have to take off anything. Who is he talking to? Ba'al Yachil Am Ha'aretz. B'chaver Sh'amal Am Ha'aretz. V'chaver acher shom o. Then who's overhearing the conversation? Another chaver. And the other chaver has to figure out if he wants to be able to eat the ta'enim, would he have to take off ma'isra? The answer is, since the chaver was talking to an Am Ha'aretz, he would not want to be machshil the Am Ha'aretz. Therefore, the chaver who overhears can assume everything was taken off. He took off on his own. Trumas ma'isris shalom and amukav. In order that Amar shouldn't be nechshol, the chaver who overhears can enjoy it as well. And here's the machlokes. Mar savar, Rebbe savar, also chaver, ochav in tzarcha aser. Also chaver means the chaver that listened in on the conversation of the chaver to the Amarz. So he doesn't have to take off ma'aser before he eats. The vada yisurim ma'aser ahu chaver kama, the other chaver, the first chaver, the chaver who's speaking, the one who owned the fig tree. For sure, taking off ma'aser ilavei, in order that the Amarz he's talking to shouldn't be nechshol with the terrible iser of tevel. So therefore, the chaver who overheard can, in fact, enjoy the figs without having to do anything. Shum gamliel amer lo yochel ad sheyaser, the chaver himself, the Amarz is going to do his own thing anyways, irrelevant. But the chaver who overhears has to take off his own ma'aser. Why? V'shelo nech shidu chaverim litvam shom namukav. We don't suspect that the chaver would violate his iser, even though by doing though he'd be saving the Amarz from an iser, which is a greater iser. V'amalei Rebbe, on this Rebbe countered back by saying mutiv sheyach shidu chaverim litvam shom namukav. Better that they should be suspect. They should take off shulman and mukav, and not that they should not have the problem on their heads of being machil tzvalim to amarets. But my kamiflugi, what's the yisod of the machlokes? What kudus of machlokes is the following: Rebbe savar nicha lechaver de leved hu isura klila, velo leved amarets isura rabba. That is, it's more comfortable for the chaver, he's willing to tolerate that he would do a light iser of shulam and amukav so that the ma'aretz not violate a greater iser of teva. Shulam and amukav is a lighter iser. If it's a drabban, for sure that's true. If it's a doraisa, it tells us all, it's certainly still less severe than the iser of onish b'di shemayim. Misi b'di shemayim is teva. So chayra, we have a machokes tanoim. Would the chaver do an iser kal to save the amaretz from iser chum? If you hold like Rebbe, sounds like it's appropriate and totally fine, and that's what should be. That he should violate, he should take the fall, if you will, absorb the chait of the iser of the aser shalom and amukav, in order to spear the amaretz, the greater iser of tev. So how do you square Rebbe in Ervin Lamed Beis with the sugya sagamar and Shabbos Dav Dalet? V'chi omrim lo adam chatei k'dei shiz chavirach. Tosis kash. Tosis is going to give several answers to differentiate between the cases, and based on these answers, we're going to have various nafkaminas la'alacha halacha la'maisa scenarios of how and when we could apply indeed the principle of chateik v'shizka chavrecha. So let us see what Tosis is. Tosis can be found both in Shabbos and in Erevin. We'll start with Tosis in Shabbos. V'chi om v'adam chatei. So far, everyone have any questions just before we continue? So if it's clear the kasha, yeah? Fektos v'ad amar be'akoma arvin Rebbe Sova. The Isur Rabba of the Am Ha'aretz would not just be an Isur that the Am Ha'aretz did of his own accord. That Isur would be a violation that would have been caused by the Chaver. Because I'm the one that says, here, fill up the basket, have figs. So that means I would be the Goren, I would be the Siba for his Issa. So that's where in a chinami, I should do a small chait to prevent the fellow Jew from doing a greater chait that would have been, I would have been the cause for that chait. Damu melka kol yisrael te'enim te'enasim. Avol hacha, in the Shabbos, dav dalet, shalun nasa yisrael yado. Stam, a guy went and put dough in the oven. I didn't tell him to do it. Now, can I intervene to take the dough out of the oven to save him from onesh chatas? So the Arab Gemara says, no, b'chiyom wad m'chatei. However, in a case where I would be the cause of the other's aveira chamura, that's when in a chanami, there I should do an aveira kal, aveira kala, to spear him the aveira that I would have caused. It's an interesting chiluk. Think about exactly the havana sadvarim, but umay said that's the yisod Tosa says. If I would be the cause of it, I would be machshel him in some way. It would be a function of me. Then my responsibility is to do an avera kala to spear him the avera chamur. One test. So now again, so it comes out according to this, any time there's a potential of a avera that someone will be violating through me, I have the requirement to do an avera kala, to be do a chayt in order to save him that greater avera. Because it would be nigram through me. I would be the cause of that avera. Obviously, to the extent that you view that idea, let's say Ne'iver, if you want to call it that, or something along the lines that I was going, that it's ki'ilu I did that aveira. Then obviously you hear that the cheshbon is really, what aveira did I do? Right? Did I do the aveira? If I don't do anything, the aveira tala, then I'll have on my head the aveira. So in a sense, I'm saving myself. It's not just a chavirecha. This could be one way to understand Tosa. There are other ways maybe to understand, but there could be that one way to understand is, it's not about him, it's about saving me. It's al yadi, means I am somehow the one who is the Baal Aveira, because the Fadith Ne'iver means that his Mechshol is my Mechshol. I have a Sheikhas to that Aveira. Tosa doesn't say the words with Ne'iver, though. It's important to see that. I don't know if it necessarily is with Ne'iver, could be with Ne'iver, but something similar to that. But if it's my cheshbin, then my cheshbin is, I do the lighter of it. Still a chidush that I can do that. That is one, maisa, that's one distinction. Another possibility. Va'omer riva. Da'afilu l'madvik atzmo ein lifshot misham lahatir. Even the madvik himself, the one who stuck it on, you can't necessarily be matir either, based on the Gemara Erevin, do a small aveira in order to save me, because it's based on the first Teretz Tosfos, sounds like it's saving me from a greater aveira. You can't necessarily assume that way. The hasam adayin lo nasa ha'isa. In the case in Erevin, the iser of the amarth in tevel has not yet begun. The amarth has yet to do any chelik of the iser. And therefore, mutav sheyase iser kal, meaning the chaver, who you could say, if he's assuming with the seer of the other teretz, the chaver who is going the ma'aretz, the potential mechshol, let him do the iser kal to prevent the beginning of an iser chamur. Hasn't yet been done yet. V'lo yase iser chamur al yado, through him. And again, Tosfos sounds like he's still accepting the first teretz, but saying, but there's another condition here. That is, it's an avera that the other guy's doing al yadi, but the avera has not yet happened, and my intervention could stop him from doing an iser that he's not yet done. Avol hacha ha'maisa shel iser kvar nase. He already put the dough in the oven. U'memela yigmor. It's going to happen by itself. If I do nothing, it's just going to happen memela. It doesn't require anything more to do. It's just a matter of time. Then lo yasa filu ser kal biyadai. So lemais like this, the riva is making another distinction between the cases, in the sense that in Shabbos the mais isra has begun already, in Erevin it has not. So if you take the chiluk just by itself as an independent teretz, one would maybe just say, and come away with another chidush. But the difference is, in Erevin, the iser of the other one has not yet happened. And therefore, it's allowed for me to do an iser kal to save my friend from doing an iser chamur, which he has not yet done. However, in Shabbos, where the Gemara says v'chiyomad m'chatei, it's because there was already a ma'aseh Issa that was done. It's a question of being completed. So there, I have no right to intervene to save the other guy from an Issa that would happen m'meila. If I said it like that, that would be an answer which would stand alone. And it would be a chiluk v'nogea chatei. In other words, when is it allowed for me to do an aveira to save the other, if the other guy has not yet done his aveira? In the case where he's already started the aveira, it's just a question of finishing in a matter of time. And if I intervene, he wouldn't have the aveira because I could stop it. To stop it from coming to fruition, that I have no right. But my said that would be come out a new chidush halacha that we do say chatei in a case where the aveira has not been committed. That's what some achronim work with this as an independent answer. If you look at the Lashon HaTosis, it would seem to me that the Riva was not saying a separate answer at all. The Riva was building off of the first answer. If you look medayik in the words carefully, the Riva was saying that based on the first answer, it would seem that if it's ki'ilu al yadi, it happened through me, that it's like it's my cheshbon, that I can do the Issa Kal to save myself from the Issa Chomer. Why is it my cheshbon? Because his Issa Chomer would be, I'd be the cause for it. So he says, yes, wait a second, but even that has another condition. This that I'm saving myself from the Issa Chomer that would be on my head because I caused it, is only because the Issa Chomer has not happened yet. But if the Issa Chomer has already begun, it's just that it hasn't been completed, then even if it's vis-a-vis my own Avera Chamur, but if I started the process, I can't step in and do an Issa Kal in order to short-circuit the process of the Avera Chamura. That's why he puts it by the Madbik. The Madbik himself couldn't step in. And he talks about the case of the Amma Aretz and the Chaver as the Avera is not yet done, and therefore I can save the Avera that I caused. So it's only limited to a case like that where I can step in to save the other guy because I was the Gorim. He's building off of the first answer. That's what he says, Umutav, Hasmadang Wanasa Isa Mutav Shiyasa Isa Kavu Yasa Isa Khamar Al Yado. The Al Yado is the giveaway that the Riva is not saying a separate and distinct mahalach, that if the Avera is not started, then I can actually intervene on his behalf. It's only if I'm intervening on his behalf because it's really on my behalf. Because it would have been Isa that was Al Yadi. I have a chelik in that Avera. That's when I can intervene when the Avera is not yet committed. So I think it's a separate condition within the first teretz. But in theory, you could have taken the Riva's answer, which is a differentiation, and say, oh, that's a very simple distinction. Oh, so now we have two svaris. But again, seemingly one is really building off of the other. Tosus is not finished. V'haditnan, there's another gemara. V'hasholeach, mishachetzi v'hevachetzi ben chorin. Someone who had two masters, a slave, and was freed by one, now they have a half status. Half of them is the status of Eved, half ben Chorin. Kofanis Rabo, Va'oso So ben Chorin. This Eved has a dilemma, because he can't marry anybody, right? The Tzad Cherus Shibo can't allow him to marry a Shifcha. The Tzad Avdus Shibo doesn't allow him to marry Bas Yisrael. So because of that very difficult dilemma, we forced the master to free him. So he's completely ben chorin. Wait, how can you do that? You aren't mitakein this person to kantem as ever they should be able to marry. But at whose cheshbon? The adon who frees him violates an isser. What isser? Meshachver avdo is an isser. The avdo of the Baha'i Pirka in the Gemara Gittin Gufa, the Gemara has Amar Yehuda kom shachver avdo over ba'asei do om behem tavodu. So how can we allow the Rav, the master, to free an Eved and violate an Isser Asei of Omev Tavodu in order to mitakin for the Eved, he can mimkayim pir rivya and have a wife? Isn't that similar to what? L'chi omod m'chatei v'shizka chavirecha. I do an Isser that you can mimkayim a mitzvah. You should not have the Isser, the bitu mitzvahs pir rivya. Even though you could say he's an anus in any case. But you should have a bitul mitzvah that you shouldn't be involved in your mitzvah. I can do an issa. If It's a mitzvah rabbah. So what's Tosfos saying now? For a mitzvah rabbah, we allow one individual Jew to violate an iser zuta in order to save for the adon from bito of mitzvah rabbah, for the sake of a mitzvah rabbah. Kidimishani b'hasam rabbi lezer nechnesu beitzah medrash v'lo matzah sham asara v'shichris abdu l'ashimu asara. The Gemara wanted to know, how could he do that? He had 9 people plus his eved. So he freed the eved to make a minyan. How about the Yisrael of Abdavodu? The Gemara says that mitzvah derab m'shayni. So too, mitzvah derab m'shayni, mitzvah rabbah, you can violate an Yisr. Okay. So we have another possible idea, that for the sake of a mitzvah rabbah, and he defined it, it's also not so simple. Friv Rivya is a mitzvah rabbah, you can do an avera for the sake of mitzvah rabbah. Another point, Tosfos says, the dafka hecha de pasha, kama v'chi amu adam chatei kidei. Tosfos another svar that the reason why the Gemara takes for granted that you cannot allow this guy to intervene on behalf of the other one to save him from an avera of chil shabbos and onish chatas is because his putting the dough in the oven is considered a pshia. You ask why is it a pshia? He's a shogeg. The Torah says shogeg is also a poshea. To some extent. Why would there be an onesh of chatas if there isn't any measure of negligence? Not an onus. You thought it wasn't Shabbos. You should have known that it was Shabbos. You should have done a little more investigation. You didn't know that it's usher to be baked on Shabbos. You should have done a little more learning. There's a certain measure of pshia in every shogeg. So because of the pshia that entails, that's where you can't save the person who is poshea in his doing an avera. But I guess in case in Erevin, Tosfos would be implying the fact that an Am Haaretz doesn't know or doesn't do the mitzvahs, doesn't take off meiser. Maybe it's not called poshea in the same way. Certainly in the case of the Eved, this chil works out very well. The Eved is not poshea that he can't be mekayim peruvu. I wonder what Tosfos' point is also going back for Erevin. I don't know. Would you say that the Am Haaretz is not considered Poshea and he's not taking Trumas and Maisvis? Tosfos is saying if it's not Poshea, if you could save someone else from an Avera that he was not a Poshea in that Avera, you can actually do Avera Kala to save the other one from Avera Chamur. Whether that works for Erevin you have to come on to the other answers, that it was Al Yadi, could be. You have to come on to the other answers because he is a measure of Poshea, but there's a new chiluk Tosfos saying. It helps for the case of the Eved, and it can help for many cases. If it's a mitzvah rabba, I can do an Avera Kidei Sheyizka Chavirecha. Or if it's a case where he wasn't Poshea in his Avera, I can do a Chaver Zuta to save him from Virab. They wasn't Poshea. Tosfos has a Raya from Gemara in Sachim Nuntes. V'asi Shapi Adamin Bireish Tamid Nishchat. Da'asi Yasei the Pesach Sheish Bukharis V'dach Yasei Da'ashlama. There's a mitzvah that you're not allowed to bring a carbon after Tamash Ben Arba'im. It's an Isra Asei. Aleha Hashem Kol Karbanos Kulam. The last carbon of the day has got to be Tamash Ben Arba'im. If you bring another carbon after Tamash Ben Arba'im, you violate this Isra Da'ashlama. Hashem. Aleha Hashem. But in a case where you have a person who's a Mechusa Kippurim, and if you allow him to have his carbon, say a Zav or Mitzora, that they're not Torah until they bring right the carbon on the last day, then you'll be able to allow them to eat the carbon Pesach at night. But the problem is you already brought the Tamashe Ben Arba'im. So can you bring your carbon from the Mechusa Kippurim and violate the Aseid HaShlama in order to allow them not to have a bitul of carbon Pesach? So the Gemara says yes. The dachi asei da'ashlama, the ka'avi kohanim ba'asei da'ashlama, makrivim mechusa kippurim kaparaso, the shiavi pischa. Why is that? Why is that okay? Because he was not poshea. So save from nafir, that he was not poshea in, that would be allowed. V'chein v'perkba, so the erev, another case, konchnim tzabo yabeles, chaveru chot cholo, v'shinav, which is in the averu drabban of v'shvus, to cut off the Yabeles, the moon, Avagav Dhabishvus, he was not Poshea, Gabi Chetzi Shifcha, Chetzi Baschor, and Shinagobok minik hefker v'kafus v'abba v'ashaleach mishum shayzim v'chazeres m'amtsiatzmo v'znus v'dum yola onsen v'havinami mitzvah derabim. Okay, so this is another case that also works out with mitzvah derabim. Okay, if you look in Tosi Ervin, a lot of the same svaras emerge as well. Take a look just quickly in Tosis and Ervin. Tosis asks in Ervin from the Gemara in Shabbos, it was Batanur. Tosis gives the chiluk initially, like he has over here in Shabbos. Shiny, hacha shiny, there's an Ervin, shehu gorim lo lavor, shu omolo lakot. Tintos asks from the Gemara in Ervin, in Pesachim rather. That's only an asay without karis. The guy, the zav, the mitzvah, will fulfill mitzvah's asay sheyesh bo karis. Afagav the ilo avodaso haya asur hasam lo shariran v'diyas apasim drabanan. So what's the difference? The omeri sheyesh lechag behid dehidbik ufisha pasha shehidbik samucha chashecha. This is the chiltosis goes with at the end in Shabbos, that it's worse in the case of v'diyas apas because he was pushea. Tos says why? Shehidbik samucha chashecha, he put it in very close to dark. Afagav the havi shogeg he boy le'asukim yadayte, he should know better. Avo bahanach to lopasha midi shari. Tosis at the end goes to the mitzvah derabim svarva. Oh, David, mitzvah derabim, kedim shenegav v'lezer. How does this play out the halacha? Let's look at the very interesting Beis Yosef in the name of the Tshuvas HaRashba. Next page. Okay, the Beis Yosef quotes a Tshuvas HaRashba. In a case of an individual who got a message on Shabbos Rachmana Litzlan that his daughter was kidnapped by, let's say religious fanatics, probably then was Christian extremists. It could be in our day in Israel. Sometimes you have cases: someone's taken to an Arab village, Islamic extremists. Someone is taken forcibly from the Jewish home, and they want to convert the girl to another religion. If you will step in right now and gallop on your horse or take your car, so you have all kinds of isurim. Let's start with isur tchumen. Traveling on Shabbos, violate tchumen, but you can try to give her chizuk and not let her convert. Can you do it or not? Even if it's an isur derais of tchumen, dimur parsos derais. Midachinan misafik zu eser Shabbos. Kidachinan misafik nefashis. See, safik nefashis is for sure pikuach nefesh. It's not exactly pikuach nefesh, you're not clear. But then again, her soul is at stake. Veheishav adam atzarech Talmud. You have to look into it. Mikomokam kach daiti notesh, ein dochem Shabbos, al atzala me'averis. The issue here is atzala me'averis. It's not pikuach nefesh in the sense of life. It's in terms of religious and spiritual reality of this person. And he says, maybe you can't be docha Shabbos, because what are you trying to do? You're trying to violate Shabbos for the sake of keeping that person observant. So what are you going to achieve? That that person won't violate Averis for the next 20 years or the rest of their life. But what is it permitting? What are you permitting? You're permitting yourself to do an Avera, to violate mitzvahs in order that they should be able to keep it. And that's the issue. So you don't define this per se, pikuach nefesh. But we have a question spiritually. Will they be able to be guaranteed that they can keep mitzvahs? At what cost? That you have to violate a mitzvah. Right? So he brings the Gemara in Shabbos. Ein odem one mechateg b'shvur shizka chavei racha. Even as filo sur zuta lo shamin alei tiga hatzir chavei mi sur rava. The ad kan go amin and bepek kol ma'arvin and erivin nichlil chavil avid isurik zuta kechad lavin amarz isur rabba elok sheosa isur bal amarz al yidei chaver tosis chiluk. Though it's I was the gorein for that isur. I'm a big yinachel lo kinemuch bekam the Shabbos b'boidin b'pas b'tanu. Oh, tzarech Talmud. So that's what the Rashba leaves it with. Zok the Beis Yosef, but wait, there's reason to be makel here. Because remember the Tosus on this. The Tosus custom to cover the Shabbos, but Chila, Kedivya Rashba. Which is, the Chiluk is only in the sense that if I'm the Goreim, then I can do my Yisur Kal. If I'm not the Goreim, I can't. But Achakach Hikshu, from the case of the Shichur Evet, for the Chetzi Evet, Chetzi Ben Chorin, and Tosus says Mitzvah Rabbi. That you can do it from Mitzvah Rabbah. Va'od Yeshua Medak Yechad Pasha. So it comes out according to those two roots of Tosus, as long as the person was not at fault, or as long as you have an Issa Rabbi here, then it's allowed. Notice how so beautiful you see a Tosus, all these answers, and now you see how it's beginning to flow into Halach HaMaisa. You can see Shulchan Aruch in a minute of this. Tosus quotes from Tamid Nishchat and Erevin, by the Yabelis case, and the case in Gittin, and so on. Bahashta, Zakta Beis Yosef, Im Letirutza de Mitzvah Rabbah. So let's go one by one, Tosus to it. If we follow the Teretz of Yisur of Mitzvah Rabbah, so what do you think over here? No? Of course, Mitzvah Rabbah, of course. Her whole life should be from, as opposed to becoming religious.
Mitzvah Rabbah or Yisur Rabbah?
What?
Mitzvah Rabbah or Yisur Rabbah?
No, well, using interchangeably. The Mitzvah Rabbah there was a Mitzvah Rabbah for Puruvu, as opposed to Bitu of Puruvu. The Mitzvah Rabbah, Dava Baruer. She ain't lecha Mitzvah Rabbah milat sila. So yachidu ashe tishtave. In other words, the fear is that they will intimidate her to give up her religion. So ain't lecha Mitzvah Rabbah gdola mizu. Of course. Of course you should do an Avera for the sake of that. V'im letivutsa de mechalik bein pasha lelo pasha. So hachinam lelo pasha, the case at hand, she was taken forcibly. She didn't do it willingly. To take supervise on her shari. Doesn't want to do it. We force him to go and violate Shabbos to save the daughter from Shmad. How do you know Kofin? You see that there's a precedent to force a person to violate a for the sake of Puruvu of the other guy. And now, until now, talking about Tchumim. Zakta Beis Yosef, not only this, Afilu Chal Shabbos, Bidvarim Ha'asurim Min HaTorah, unbelievable. To violate Shabbos with Asurim Doraisa, Nira, the Shapir Dami, the Lagabi Shilotish Tamei, the Tavar, Kol Yamel, Chilu Shabbos, Arminon Isur Zuta Havi. In other words, Chilu Shabbos is Isur Zuta relative to her being the rest of her life converted to another religion. If your intervention right now could impact that she will be able to withstand the pressure, so you can violate Isur Daraisa of Shabbos, that's called Isur Zuta, Kedei Shehushi, why? Because it's a Mitzvah Rabbah at stake, and also the point of Lo Pasha. Now, there's two Nakudas that he's working with, to Matur Isur Daraisa. Number one, it's Mitzvah Rabbah, because relative to that, even Melacha Dereis of Shabbos is Isura Zuta. And number two, she was Lo Pasha. So if the beginning of Tosus is the only thing that you have to hinge your head on, then then you're going to say, well, it's only a heter if I'm the Goreim. Then the Mela, there's no heter. That's why the Rashba was a little bit unclear. It was not so clear, ambivalent about it. Tzorach Talmud. Once you start looking further in Tosus, and you work with Mitzvah Rabbah, you work with the fact that it was Pasha in the case of the past, now already there's no Tumat. Chara, these two answers, you have to know which one is more koveya, l'masha. What if she was pasher? Still mitzvah rava. She was pasher. She went along. She wants to convert. But you can come in, you could maybe win her back. Would you be able to do mitzvah violate issa d'oraisa in a case where she was pasher? So if you go solely with the answer of mitzvah rava, so even us, even Mutter do an Issa Daraisa in that case. If you go with the reason of Pasha, Lo Pasha, so it's like Rediyasa Pas, in the case Tosa says it's considered Pshia. So this is going to be a very important Nakuda that we'll see soon in the Mishnah Berurah. This very Nakuda. If she was Pashia, how far you might in the case where she's Pashia. But he feels it puts both answers together. There is a Tshuva, you might as well on the same page, of the Nachalas Shiva. im mutl chal Shabbos b'shvil noa chaver mehamoras das. What does he say? Mi shenever lo b'no, v'hu gad lo b'shama shiyot l'chutz l'das, lo hamir b'das yishme'eles, he is Islam. V'hu lo hikit kibareachu, mutl chal av Shabbos l'hu kol b'achamav ula yuchul ach zero. Shuvah medive b'is Yosef nishma shelo hitir rak b'nidin hanal yecha shelo pasha. Avot yecha shel pasha, here he went on his own. Have you also? The liner, the gam yechesh pasha, shari lechatchila afil chal Shabbos b'varim hasu min haTorah. The gam Rashi will hechel the Easter. She see him. She davar tzarach Talmud. And he goes with the whole idea of pikuach nefesh. He says muta ba'ashel yivayel chashal Shabbos achas ba'yichal Shabbos es harbei kol zor zareis meshubach. He puts this like a pikuach nefesh. He says it's a mitzvah rabba. Basically, he wants to be matir, even if it's pshia. Even if it's pshia. Yeah.
If you could do it on a different day, would they still hold you should do it as soon as possible on Shabbos?
So if you said that the times of the essence, then l'chari you have to do it on Shabbos. If it would be the same, it won't matter if you wait a few hours, then you still have to wait till after Shabbos. Sometimes hard to make that kind of shikul. Anyway, the Beis Yosef is really, I mean, these are the two reasons of the Beis Yosef, basically the two reasons of Tosfos. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. How does he pass it? Mishimtzimin Shinvav. Misha Shulchalo, Shotzil Bitom Beisel B'Shabbos, Shotzil Mechlau Yisrael, Mechlau Yisrael, Mitzvah Lassim Laderach Pa'amav, Lishtad Abatzalassah, he passes it, you have to. Yotzei fil chutz l'shosh pasos v'ilo boi basin goes in a love that you have to do it. Zakt the Beheta, for example, ayin le'el mashu kasatu b'shem nachlas shiva demat le'lech. He has all kinds of cases. Look at Mr. Bura first. Hotzei mi bito ucha dimosin nakat huadin acher, not just the father, anybody. Rashi l'chal Shabbos. There's a mice with Rav Chaim, some Bundis, also that were. There's a story there also. What's the first in Mishnah? The cause of my Shotzia Enam Yehuda mi Beis Ba'ones. But Alkin itchu was from Derech Pa'am of Ratzila, the Kaimon Mena Poshea, Chaim Lasses Yisur Zutok, the Shulyasa Chabesu Rabba, Aval of Pasha. If it's her fault, Enlo Lavil Chal Shabbos Aburah, the Enam Mod Mchate. But what about in the case of Pasha and you're violating Isid Rabbana? The Dafka, Isid Raisa. Well, Isid Rabbana, Dase Eli Rabba, the Yishlohoke Rabba de Ratzila, even by a Pashia. So the Eli Rabba is Machriya that by Pasha you could do an Isid Rabbana for the other one to save her from Isid Raisa. The Sharat Sion on the bottom, Magan Avram is Mashma, not that way. Magan Avram is Mashma, that if the case is Pasha, then you can't even do an Isur Zut of a Rabbana. I feel Yisod Rabban in Lava Rabbeu Kshash Pasha Ba'at Mestavra, he wants to rely on Eliyahu Rabba. The Yisod Rabban Yesh Lismach Achar Tirutza Betosus Sham, the Mitzvah Rabbi Yesh Lahak Lofi Kshash Pasha Mitchila, V'ach Ein Mitzvah Rabbi Gdolam Yizu Ulai Tachzaba, V'chein Yisim Eliyahu Rabba. So it comes out that the question really depends, do we go with Mitzvah Rabba reason, do we go with Pasha reason? If we go all the way with Pasha, then we shouldn't even be matin Yisod Rabbana. But if we go with Mitzvah Rabba reason, then he should even be matir Yisod Raisa. So here we say that in the case of Pasha, we are Matis and Rabbana. That's what Eliyahu Rabba wants to say. He wants to rely on that Lahalach. Now, the Ramah ends by saying, Ein Kaman Simen Shin Chav Chesif Yud. What does he mean? If you look at Shin Chav Chesif Yud, at the end, in the Ramah, Misha Rotsim L'Anso Shiavar Avera Gdola. So someone is being pressured to do a major Avera, major sin. Ein mechalon al Shabbos gilhatzilo. Can you do chil Shabbos to save another Jew from doing an avera gedola? The Ramah says no, you can't. But ein le'el simen shinvav. So what's going on here? In simen shinvav it says you have to go out of your way to save your daughter or get anybody who's potentially going to convert. And here in lo pasha, for sure. Let's say someone is not pasha and they're about to force him to do a major avera. You can't do Chilul Shabbos to save the person. What's the difference? So look in the Mishnah Bura back in Shin Vav. Ayin kaman timshin chavches. The Isa Hasa. The Isa Shah. That someone's being pressured to do an Aver Gedola, you can mechal Shabbos. The Ain Stira Lukan. What's the difference? Chasa Mairi, that they want to force the person to do a one-time Aver. One time. Therefore, even if it's a big Aver, for example, to bow down to an idol, one time, you cannot be mechal Shabbos to save the person from doing such an Aver. Why? Because Chil Shabbos is also like a Avodah Zarah. So for the one time Avodah Zarah and one time Chil Shabbos, who's to say that it's worth the trade-off? What's over here? Here, if you don't do Chil Shabbos, she's going to remain for the rest of her life. Mumeres. Plus, she'll be Mechal Shabbos forever, so the trade-off is worth it. Cost-benefit analysis, you do your Chil Shabbos now to save her for Lolam Voyah that she should have on her head. Chil Shabbos plus everything else. That is the chiluk. If you look in Mishnah Berurah Shin Chavches, that's exactly what he says here on the Ramah. Ein mechalin, the ein omim ladam chatev shizra chavirecha. Ah, but here he says something interesting. Let's say the kfiyah of the one time aveir was gimel aveiris, about the 71st element, and he suspects that this person is going to not do the aveira, but give up their life. They give up their life. So now, should you step in and do Chil Shabbos to prevent the person from being Yahar Gval Yav?
Does that mean
to the
Sefanis
Nefashos? So that's what he says. If your Chil Shabbos will prevent the person from dying, Al Kiddush Hashem. That's what comes out. So he says, Efshe. There you have the right to do the Surah Zuta. No, maybe the person have tainas on you. What do you mean? I had a chance to Mekadoshim Shemayim, give him my life. Now I have to, you know, I had that one opportunity. I don't know. He says, Efshe. He doesn't say exactly what the gedder is. It's a gedder of Pikuch Nefesh.
Well, but the Sheikh Chal Shabbos Efshe.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Well, it's not, see, if the person would be in a position that he'd be Mechal Shabbos the rest of their life, so for sure, my Chal Shabbos one time is good, it's worth doing in order to save the other one who was not Poshea from Chil Shabbos the rest of their life. Here, it's a one-time Aveira. So seemingly, one-time Aveira doesn't justify my Chil Shabbos, which is also one-time Aveira. But then again, if this person would do the Aveira, so not worth my Aveira to save them from their Aveira. But if they would give up their life rather than do it, this is one of the big three Aveiras, then Efshar, the Ashim Chil Shabbos, to save them from... It's amazing. It's an amazing... issue here to think about. Let's look at some other applications of this Indian. Okay, the in Simon Reishon and Dalet Hilchos Shabbos, you see the discussion of Diyas HaPas. In the son of a Shabbos, Hafilu B'mezid, Mutar Lo Lirdos Konim Shiyafek, Deshi Lo Yavod Deyas HaSkila. So if the person did B'mezid, they can violate the Yisad Rabbanan to save themselves from the Onesh. So the Mishnah Bura, that's him. Don't think like it's tough on him. Let him burn because he did the mice out there. No, you can permit him. Koshkin, if it was Bishogeg, that you let him take it out. The Ein Omen Wadim Chatzeg, but you can't have somebody else do it to save the other person. Since they were Poshea, that's Tosus Chiluk. Tshuva of Rav Shlomo Zalman. And this is a little bit Aranya, but it's a little bit Lefnei Iverinya. Here's the Shaila. Kibod ba'achigo shtia l'mi sheyodea shelo yivar. Chelk alfim l'amed heyim in Chas Shlomo. Somebody has a chash of a guest, but he's not Shomer Torah mitzvah. He's not religious, but has warm feelings towards Judaism, towards B'nai Torah. Supports Torah institutions. If I don't show basic courtesy to mechabed him, something to drink, something to eat. So the person will be very, very upset, very offended. On the other hand, the halacha says in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Kuf Samach Tes that you're not allowed to give food to somebody who is definitely not going to make a bracha because of Lefnei Iver. On the other hand, if I'm not going to offer him food, lack of respect, he'll be very slighted. So is this a problem of Lefnei Iver? So the cheshbon is like this. Not cost-benefit analysis. What's going to happen? If I give him the food, he'll violate an iser of eating without a bracha. Right? And I'll be machshel him, right? So I'll have a lefeiver. On the other hand, if I don't offer him, he's going to have such a sinner toward Jews, toward me, he'll be so upset. So he'll violate osis achicha b'lavecha. What's the greater aver? To eat without a bracha, or osis achicha b'lavecha after achicha kamocha? He says, that's for sure worse. So, in a way, you could look at it first, worth it to me to do the avera of l'seiver, giving him food without a bracha, in order to save him from the avera, which would be far worse if I don't give him the food. That's what we have right now.
How do you know the system is worse than neiver?
That's what Zaman assumes that way. We'll see in a second. Sorry. But he takes it even further. He says, if that's the case, it's not even neiver either. So I just told you that it comes down to chate. So, isuzuta, to save him from a greater aver, mitzvah rabba. But it's more than that. Shomu Zaman says, not the neiver either. Because it comes down, I'm not being machshel him. In what I'm doing, I'm actually saving him. It's a hard thing to hear because I'm saving him. I mean, the whole thing I'm saving him from is only going to be a product of what would happen if I didn't do this. That's called my doing it is saving him from the other is. But Rosh Hashanah Zaman says like that. Choshvani, take a look. Nachum l'chavei osubachir shtia v'lo lachshosh l'isa shalof ne'iver. Shem da'af de'en omru adam lasos yisur azuta. It's true. You're not going to do a small eater de'o hatzal achem yisur rabba. L'mashal. You're not allowed to be matrosh tumas maishas on Shabbos, which is an isur rabbanah. To save others from Issa Chamer of Tevel, and only limited to the case of Amoritz and the Chaver. But for Stamash to be Mafish Tumas and Maisers in there to save them from Issa Tevel. But Nidin Zeh, Hoba Koa Issa Shonosin Lo Lecha, Hurak Averish in the Sinas Nichsho. Neither. The Kerin Shem Lo Yitin Lo Lecha, Hare Yikasha Ha Orach, the Issa Yosir Gadda. Nimsa Dereka Kral Shum Avera. Kerin Dereka Hashum Nisinas Nichsho. So Shem Zam says, it's not even a Nichsho either. What I'm doing is a hatsala from a michshol, which is a greater michshol. My giving him is actually saving him from a lo sisna. So it's switching a greater michshol for a small michshol. It's really not a michshol at all. He goes on and talks about other cases. You see somebody drinking yayin shel arla. I can't prevent it unless I switch it for yayin shel tevel or stam yena. So he gets into that question. I'll quote on it back to our question. And you ought to do it even though it's kumba say, but at the end, but basically, that's for Shomu Zalman. A couple of other tshuvas. Rav Vosner has a similar tshuva on this. Shevet Alevi, Chel Dao Tzim Yudzayin. The letter. He received, somebody had a chash of a guest, not religious, and again, the question of giving them food, same discussion. He has another tshuva in Yerdei Chel Ches. Hatzala, Chevras Hatzala, they called Hatzala to come to the hospital, and then they call to say that the situation is that the person is better. They don't need Hatzalah. Now, the dispatcher can tell Hatzalah not to go. But by calling, you can do an Issa Drabbanan of calling on Shabbos. They're going thinking that they have a call to go for. Can you machal Shabbos by calling Hatzalah to tell calling the ambulance, tell them don't stop? Preventing them from continuing to violate Shabbos, but you're violating an issur yourself by doing that. To call the stem is a rabbanan, yeah. Certainly, it's less than driving. On the other hand, they're driving, they don't know that they're doing anything wrong. Anyway, Another interesting shayla. Chashuki Chemed is Rav, the son-in-law of Rav Yashiv Shlita, should be well. Rav Zilberstein, right? Chashuki Chemed. You left the bulb in the refrigerator before Shabbos. Now, people are going to be opening and closing the door all Shabbos, violating Yisui Doraisa. Every time the light goes on, like stomach, it's Hadlok, it's Aish. It's an incandescent bulb. Now, can you unscrew it, Al Yidei Shinoi, which is an Yisud Rabbanan, to save many, many Jews in the course of Shabbos who are definitely going to be opening and closing the fridge, violating greater Yisui? The Eves Avos, in an old age home, they forgot on Erev Shabbos to take out the bulb from the fridge. Kinnire, Shabbos Shabbos Yikashu Harbe Me'ame Ha'aretz. People don't know better, Ba'adlokas Hanura. Even if they know that it's getting good on Shabbos, and not, a lot of these elderly people, they don't know so much, they don't realize it's Chol Shabbos, that bulb goes on, all right. Can you take out the bulb by the Shinoi to save them from a very Chol Shabbos? Nope. How does he analyze the Shaila? Imagine, where is he going to go? Shabbos Dav Dalet, Chatei, the Chilukim of Tosfos. So he wants to see the Rivah as a separate Teretz, which I thought I'm not so sure if that's really so. He says, according to the first Teretz of Tosfos, it has to do with whether I'm the Goren, no? So who should be the one to unscrew the bow by the Shinoi? The guy in charge of the Old Eid Shom, the Menahel of the Beis Avos, should do it. Because he's Hashem, he's the gun that's going to be on his head there at Chil Shabbos, he caused it. But here it was not like he did it before, he like he, it's through Sheva Al Tasa. So maybe you think it's only if I handed him, you know, go take, I give instructions, go get, fill up the basket. He says, no, that's also called Am Negorin. My not taking out the bulb is called Am Negorin that they're going to be Mechal Shabbos. According to the second Teretz of Tosfos, maybe everyone could do it. Because they didn't yet open the fridge there. It has not been done yet. Now, I thought the Rivah was only working in connection with the other Teretz. But Lumaisa, that's what he says. Then he brings the other answers, Tosfos, who got to be Mitzvah Rabbah, Mitzvah Derabim. He says, what's this? Mitzvah Derabim. He thinks. The other answer, Pasha, if it's low Pasha, you can do it. See here too, these Amei Ha'aretz, he thinks. So he doesn't know. What do you think? Are they poshea? He says, maybe they are poshea. They should know better. They didn't learn. Shikas tamid al azadon. But then he brings the Sharet Siyun that we saw. In a case of an Isser Drabbanan by Pshia, you can even intervene for Mitzvah Rabbah by Pshia because Isser Drabbanan. So here you can do Drabbanan for Avshinui. So then again, Vaiter Shvimutul Chol Adam Lahotzi Yisanura B'Shinui. So Isser Drabbanan. You have to know how to make it a Drabbanan. How to do the Shinui. Well, nice, that's what it comes out. Chayra, if there's a guy around, probably the best thing is tell the guy to do it, you know. Or at least tell the guy, open the fridge and then leave it open the rest of Shabbos. But if Maisa, you're stuck, and you know clearly people are going to be nishal, that's you're around people, not so from, they don't know, whatever. It seems clear that Halacha Maisa, which should dictate, should be permitted to do in Yisuzuta, Shino, amazing Chidush, Halacha. It seems that way. In order to prevent others from violating Shabbos, On a more severe level. He has another situation here where you have a chvesa radio blasting on Shabbos and the neighbors want to call the police. Can you close it? So they should not call the police and violate Yisum Dorais, so the police are going to come driving. That he doesn't think it would be permitted. That he doesn't. The Tzitzel Eliezer has an interesting question. Public policy, the Rabbanut has the possibility of giving a hashgacha to a hotel, but the hotel makes a condition. We won't serve meat and milk cooked together, but if we have somebody that wants to eat meat and milk together cold, the same meal, we will not, we want to be able to do that. Can you give hashgacha, which will achieve seemingly that the people that come frequent that hotel will not violate greater Yisurim, but I am compromising certain standards on my own by giving hashgacha like that, that I have to look the other way and let them, you know, basically tolerate smaller Yisurim, but at the same time I can achieve that they won't violate bigger Yisurim. What do you think he says? He doesn't like it. He doesn't like it at all. Why?
I mean, like,
Yeah. Go through the tshuva. It's interesting. It's also public policy issues. To the context, you can't allow mashgiach to be in a situation like this where he's seeing all the time meat and milk. You can't put a mashgiach in such a situation. He doesn't like that either. He goes on and on. Another interesting shaila. Next page. Page 7. Tshuvas Evan Pina. Question is about Shuvah's making a bris, and the day of the bris, the Yom HaShemini, is Shabbos. However, he is going to invite, they're all going to come, his relatives, or all Mechal Shabbos. They're all going to drive on Shabbos, no doubt. Can he postpone the bris a day? No, it's not to do mitzvahs Nila B'Shemini. Surazuta, not to do Nila B'Shemini, to wait till the ninth day, till Sunday, in order to help to ensure that all these relatives are not going to mechal Shabbos. Should it be worth it for me to postpone the bris in order to save them from doing averus? So what do you think is the answer? This is, by the way, the one who wrote this is Ben Sia Nesher, a Rav in North Tel Aviv.
Do we do mechal Shabbos otherwise, anyway?
Yeah, he doesn't think it's even a question. He says, of course, he has to do the mitzvah, milah bizmana, and you can't tell him to violate that in order to help the others from violating Shabbos. He doesn't accept the idea. It is a Doraisa, but so is Chil Shabbos. You can say that maybe that's the worst Yisr. He says they're Poshea. He makes his case. They're considered Poshim B'davazeh. So you don't see chatei now. You assume they're all poshim, tonokos chenishvu maybe. He assumes they're considered begetter posheya, in which case you don't allow the din of chatei. Therefore you have to do, and even though the Riva gives the answer that if the aver was not yet done, then you could say chatei again, I'm not convinced that the Riva meant a separate answer, but that they keep assuming that the Riva meant a separate answer. Therefore you could violate the answer that the aver was not yet done. Nevertheless, from the poskim that seem to focus on the reason of Pshia, that seems like that's the reason that we have to work with. Another tshuva of his, which I think is a little mechudash, his psak l'chumra, I can hear very much a kula here. A Jew comes from Dinas Hayam to Eretz Yisrael with his wife, who he's living with, without chuba v'kiddushin, and he wants to have a seder kiddushin, but it's during the 3 weeks, because that's the date that he had, and if you don't, you're not misad a kiddushin, then l'maisa they're going to continue living together without issues of Torah. Can you find a heter for such a thing based on, again, chatei? It's only a minig after all, not to marry during 3 weeks. Sfardim don't only go during the Shavuot Shacharbo. At the end of the day, he doesn't want to be matir. When we were discussing on Shabbos this issue, there were many who argued, and I hear it very strongly, that something like this, which is only a minig, in a case where this maybe it would be permitted, but I'm not saying halacha l'maisa yet, but I could hear where one could disagree with this tshuva. That's his tshuva. One or two last things, very interesting also on this topic. Okay, this is a tshuva regarding a person who works in a bank. There's a brother and a sister. This is the Sefer Shimru Mishpat by Rav Shlomo Zafrani, who's an Av Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael, and the brother is involved with the bank, the sister, actually the other way around, the brother is not in the bank, but he owes a lot of money, he's in tremendous debt and he's depressed. The sister works in a bank. The brother says to the sister, he's ready to commit suicide. He says, that's it, you have to somehow, if you can get me this money now, then I'll stay alive. Otherwise, forget it. Can she steal from the bank, because she's working with money? Can she do this to save her brother's life? Okay, an ethical issue, you can imagine. You can come up in whatever. How do you look at this halacha? So he analyzed it from the perspective of chatei, saving a life through a maisa avera, another aspect of this issue. Can the sister steal money to save her brother's life when he's threatening to commit suicide? is a posheya and it a mechatei, so that shouldn't work. He's posheya. What about stam pikuach nefesh? On the other hand, is it real pikuach nefesh, or is it the fact that he's saying I'm gonna get, does that qualify as pikuach nefesh per se? To the contrary, let him do what he, you know, he's a rasha, let him do what he wants. He brings an interesting issue of Chachmi Amsterdam in a case of a person who was sick. He was about to die. The doctor said the only way he'll live is if he drinks donkey milk, which he refuses to do. The son comes to the father and wants to get the father to drink the donkey milk. So he says, look, I have goat milk. He lies, which is also good. And it works too. Maisa was donkey milk. The father says, if it's really goat milk, you drink from it. Let me see you drink from it. And then I believe that it's really really goat milk. Drink from it. Can the son... son fries away, says, you know, I'm fasting since you got sick, I can't drink it. Meanwhile, he comes and asks the Shaila, can I drink the donkey milk, which is an Aveira for me to drink, to have not kosher, in order to save the father's life? And they said that no, you're not allowed to drink it. The father's mechuyev to drink it, and if he doesn't want to take it, it's his problem. We have to force him to take it. But you can't violate an Aveira in order that would cause him to agree to take the milk. So you see, according to this psak, even if it's a pikuach nefesh situation, which you could save the person's life through your doing an aveira, that does not permit, and therefore you can't let the brother, the sister that is, steal to save the brother's life, they shouldn't commit suicide. Similar thing he has from the Melamed Gehoel, a mother that wanted the son to learn gymnasia in Germany, the son didn't want to, because it involved Chilul Shabbos with writing and other things. The mother kept pressuring the son that he should agree to go there, and she threatened the son that she would commit suicide if he refuses to listen to her and sign up to go to university in Berlin and have to Chilul Shabbos. And he paskins, Rav David Hoffman, Lamed Gehoel, that the son cannot go to learn there on Shabbos and doesn't have to worry about the threat of suicide. So again, the point is that threats of suicide cannot be used as leverage for a person to violate mitzvahs. And then he brings further from Avil Yashiv Psak, a person is, woman threatens to commit abortion if the father of the fetus will not marry her. Can a person do kedushim, which are just sort of fake, kedushim maris ayin, until the child is born, which will prevent the abortion? But meanwhile, you have to make a bracha vatala because you're going to make a fake kedushin just for show, and that they should feel like that the mother will not go through the abortion. But you violate bracha suvatala. But maisa, by doing such a thing, you're going to save the baby from getting killed, the fetus. So he asks it, why? You don't go give into pressure like that, number one. You can't make that kind of situation, say. Cannot let that weigh in, and also the Chol Hashem, that it's more of a policy issue considering the larger issues. So then he gets into the issue of Hatzal Mamun Chaveiro, which is another issue with the bank. Tshuva, the way he concludes, is 2 points. This is Gezel Gamor, even if it's for the sake of the brother who's about to commit suicide, there's no head to do an Aveira for an Avarian who's threatening with suicide. And two, Gezel Mamun, even with pikuach nefesh mamish, he can't be matzil atzmo b'mamon acherim, and therefore that's his sack. Yes.
I just know on the case of Eliyashiv, what was the problem? I mean, why would
it would not be a real wedding?
Yeah, but why would that be a good solution to have a fake wedding?
Because if the person feels that they're marrying them together, she won't abort the fetus.
But, I mean, if the husband doesn't want to marry her, then why is it matter if it's a real kedushin or a fake kedushin?
In her mind, she's married.
Yeah, but he's not going to agree to a fake kedushin either.
Maybe he'll go through the motions. You work out in Kirku. Maybe he meant that the husband will go through the motions too, but not that he.
Really, the husband knows it's fake, and she'll think okay.
Yeah, something like that. I imagine that's what he means. She'll think it's real, and everyone else knows it's a charade. But meanwhile, by doing a bracha vatala, you'll keep the baby, the fetus alive. Something along those lines. So it's like a whole different angle on these issues, like with the threat of suicide. Finally, and again, this is also Me'inyan Le'inyan. I mean, this is a very negeya for all the Chabad Shluchim that go out to far-flung neighborhoods all over the world. and set up shop and start a Chabad house where there's no minyan, no anything. Meanwhile, the person is living for months or years without any tefillah b'tzibur, without kriyas haTorah b'tzibur, and in a way, you're doing it for the sake of bringing Jews close and trying to minimize Bali Avera and help Jews. But meanwhile, the price you're paying is compromising your own religious standards. And to what extent does this fit into the larger halachic principle of Einal Benchatei? You can't do something which is for you a chait, b'shizka chavirecha. Now, the obvious distinctions, I think, should be clear. We're not talking about necessarily a chait, per se. The fact that you're not davening b'tzibur, you don't consider that a chait necessarily. You're in a situation where ma'aseh, you don't have a minyan. You don't have a minyan, so you don't have a minyan. On the other hand, you're putting yourself in a matzav like that. Good. But this automatically doesn't assume that you're dealing with the exact issue of chatei, but that's how this tshuva actually addresses it partially in terms of the meaning of chatei. And he makes some of these distinctions, as we said, working with the different answers that Tosa says, whether the people that you're saving are poshe or not poshe, and so on, and whether you can do any sid rabbanon, and so on. But lemaisa, there's also the very basic difference that we're not necessarily talking about an aveira as much as you're not mekayim the mitzvahs. That the chiyuv doesn't exist if you're not within range of a minyan. But ma'aseh, there's a little bit in the broader sense of one Jew that compromised what would be his ideal standards, right, in order to help others. Certainly there's something of that here as well. As you can see, it's a fascinating topic, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. But given that we're doing with Me'iver and Yanim, I couldn't resist taking a day to do this. Mr. Shem, I guess tomorrow we'll go back to some inyanim of Me'iver, basic issues that we saw already on last time, of Tevid Nara, Chadavid Nara, and inyanim related to that. But this is a very fascinating inyan, and of course, whenever you have something which potentially borders on this, you have to know to ask a shayla, not take it on your own head, but at least you know more or less where the issues fit in terms of the sugyas and the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, have a good day, everybody.